It is time to bring in Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack. Good morning down south there to my friends in Florida.
Good morning. At least you're still running.
Greg, I think your microphone's a little too loud because we're getting some feedback.
But, is that better?
All right, that's a little bit better. And Tim, you there?
I am here.
Yes. So tell me, who made, go on.
Nope, you go ahead.
All right, who made millions of dollars this week? Who made millions of dollars in the auction?
Well, I don't know if anybody made millions, but there's some stuff, really cool stuff that's coming up again July 17th at Julian's. And the sale is Hollywood stuff. And also space. I think, Tim, you're going to talk about that, too.
Yeah. There is an original space suit from 2001, the Space Odyssey. And that is coming up. And that's from, the Stanley Kubrick film, 1968 film. And it has an estimate of $200,000 to $300,000. And what makes this unique is that most of the Kubrick props, costumes, that were all destroyed after the production. So to have pieces that exist really are rare and unique. And one of the items that sold, and I think we talked about it, it sold last year, was the axe. From his film, Jack Nicholson had in The Shining, and that sold for $212,000, set a record for a horror movie prop. So this suit is expected to sell well.
I thought you were going to say set a record for an axe.
No. Well, probably a prop axe,
I would imagine.
Well, you know, the other thing that's in this sale that's coming up, there are over 100 lots. And we say this every single time. When will the stuff stop coming from the Marilyn Monroe estate? There are over 107 lots of Marilyn memorabilia, two of which are really noteworthy. One of them is the famous great photo from The 7 Year Itch by Bruno Bernard, and it's estimated to sell for $50,000 to $70,000. So that's probably going to be the highlight of the 107 lots of Maryland stuff.
Now, Tim, I'll have you turn down your speaker because I'm getting feedback from you for some reason. I don't know why.
That's weird. Yeah, because I'm just on my earbuds.
That's because he has no inside voice.
Now, I want to ask you a question. I see there's a Steve Martin guitar banjo that's up for auction at Julian's.
Yes, that's coming up as well. The Steve Martin auction is, I'm thinking that's coming up, I want to say it might be this week.
It's already up to $1,500.
It's online. Oh, no, it's actually, the auction starts July the 18th, but they do have stuff online that's available right now.
For bidding.
Yeah. And if you go to Julian's lot, Julian's Live, you can, juliansauctions.com, you can view the auction, you can see the catalog, and there's a lot of fun stuff in there.
I see that you actually had an auction there on property from the life and career of Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah, but that's, correct me if I'm wrong, Tim, but haven't they already done the Olivia sale, and this might be just the things either that didn't sell or being reoffered.
No, I think they're online. I think it's online stuff.
Ah, okay.
And it's probably it's just a mixture of different things.
Yeah, I was just looking back at the closed auctions, and I didn't realize that she was quite like long enough in the tooth to have to get an auction to make some money on.
Well, that's one way. That was a very politically correct way to say she's old.
Well, normally somebody has to be dead 10 years before or die of a drug overdose to get value on this stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of prices being realized after someone passes, tomorrow is kind of a special birthday for one of the Hollywood icons. Olivia de Havilland is going to turn 104 tomorrow. And some of the reason I bring it up is because some of the items in the July 17th sale are from photos of her and things from Gone with the Wind over movie photos and some of her things. So 104, and she was nominated for 5 Academy Awards. She won 2, and both of those Academy Awards were won previously to the Academy's rule. I think it was after 1950
yes.
So if those would ever come up for auction, I think that because of her standing in the cinematic universe, they could probably be quite valuable.
Possibly, but did she win an Academy Award after 1950? And if she signed after that?
She did not.
It would have applied to those as well.
So she did not. The last one she won was, I think, 1948.
Yeah. I'm looking at the auction here, and I see Marilyn Monroe's photographs, strappy sandals.
Yeah.
That are expected to get up to $30,000 to $50,000.
Well, what size shoe do you wear?
I have enough trouble walking in sneakers.
Well, you know, it just is amazing to me. I don't know why after all these years it should still be amazing, but the stuff that comes up at auction that belonged to Marilyn Monroe, especially the things that she physically touched, the things that she just had or that belonged to her that she might have just had in passing or someone gave to her, totally different value. But anything that she touched or wore, for some reason, it just goes bonkers. And this is one of those items.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I know that I would like to pay when I see something I like. I want to buy it because I like it. But I can understand, I guess, the people that want to collect something of somebody that they followed. And especially the more money you have, the better item you can collect if you'd like to hold it tight. Because I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Tim, you would know better. I think most people at these auctions, when they bid on things, it's also bringing with them a part of something they experienced one way or another through seeing it or being there.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Sometimes people buy things because they might have, for example, a photograph, a group photograph with Monroe in it when she was overseas with Bob Hope. If you were one of the GIs that was in that group and you happened to see this photo that would come up for auction and you noticed that you're actually in the photograph, of course you'd want it. So you're absolutely right. That does have a lot to do with what drives the price of a lot of this memorabilia.
You know, I see a picture of my father's that was sent to me by people during the war when he was out over in China and he was performing with the major comedic stars and dancers and stuff. And they're on sale. That's my dad, okay? And our family gets none of the money, but they're on sale for 15, 25, 50, 75 bucks.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? I know Tim wrote 2 books. He's published 2 books on toys and collectibles. And, you know, when, 3 years after the books had sort of run their course, we discovered they were available for, what were they, Tim? Like $2 or something? So
you're being generous.
So, I mean, there's still, it's not, it's the old adage that we keep saying, value is a relative term.
Well, you're right, because I've got a friend that I lived with. I lived in Kingston, New York. We lived in a house up in Glenford next to Maria Muldaur. We called it the home. We had a pool. We had everything. And he contacted me after like 30 years, and he had written a novel. So I went online, and I saw it, and his novel paperback was on sale for like $32, so I called him back. So I said, how much did the book cost? How much did your book cost originally? He said, oh, I think it was out there in hardcover for $8. I said, well, it's on sale now at most sites for $35.
I have a question about that. Did he actually change your name to protect the innocent?
I wasn't in this one. It was a science fiction novel. He always claimed when we lived together that he was going to write a novel, and he did. And I just started reading it, and I'm surprised somebody didn't take it for a screenplay and make it into a science fiction movie, because it's really quite an intelligent book. But I just can't believe it, because like he gets none of that money. He gets none of that $35 or $32 or $28 when the book sells on eBay or something like that. He gets zero.
Well, I think after I don't remember exactly the time period, but there was a time when the faucet got turned off for that, for the people who were making money. And now I'm pretty sure if you write a book and you, all of these things are negotiated at the front end. So people now, I think they finally wised up after seeing their stuff being sold for a lot of money, and they're not realizing any of it. So I think that to some extent has been dealt with, but I'm sure it's still out there. I mean, anything that happened before a certain time period is just up for, like Tim's book.
I said that the only people that made money when I wrote a book was the publisher.
The question I always had was, who's going to play you in the movie? That was my question.
Well, but I guess that's why I like watching these auctions, whether they're car auctions or auctions on art, from true auction sites, because the person who puts it up for auction, 9 times out of 10, somehow at least the family or portion of the family gets money from that, and it doesn't go to a total stranger.
Yeah. So the one last question that I have for you, do you have any sandals that you can put up for auction that might bring that much money?
I have one pair of sandals that were specially made for me because of my arches, and I guess when I die, we can try putting up. I'll bequeath them to you guys, and you guys can put them up for auction and see what you get. I don't have any underwear, because I stopped wearing underwear 100 years ago, so I can't even offer anything like that.
TMI.
Wow. If you're enjoying your coffee, please.
That's right. All right, guys. I'll speak to you next week.
Great week. Bye.
Take care, Marshall. Bye. Tim, Luke, and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack. And, boy, the audio is not that good for that show this week.